You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
May 27th, 2021, Vice President Harris has an announcement. Stand by, please. We do not know if this is actually going to be a news conference because what are we now, 60-plus days since she was given the assignment by President Biden to take over the issue at the border, which she probably said, oh, that sucks. I don't want that job. And she has not made a trip to the border, has no intention of doing that. But maybe this announcement coming up any moment now that will change. We do know what she's going to say to some extent. They're going to announce commitments from businesses and other organizations to invest in Central America to support economic development in the countries where the migrant surge has come, according to various officials saying it's all coming out of the Northern Triangle and other countries in that area because economic conditions are so bad. So the White House was able to get on board, and as I name these companies, you can almost bet who their money went to in the last election. MasterCard, Microsoft, World Economic Forum, and others, all going to get money to help out Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. It's not going to do a thing. It will go. The White House is going to tell you it's going to go to include reform, food security, climate adaptation. It's hot down here. You have to be aware of that. Education, digital and financial inclusion, public health access. And they're still coming. Because the Biden administration has also provided an $87 million contract for hotel rooms for them to come stay. Get turned down service and a shower. Stay there as long as you want. Oh, those homeless on the streets? The vets that are homeless on the streets as well? Sorry. Illegals come ahead of you. Facebook announcing that any post pushing the hypothesis that COVID-19 is man-made will no longer be banned. How about that? Facebook spokesman saying, in light of ongoing investigations into the origin of COVID-19 and in consultation with public health experts, we will no longer remove the claim that COVID-19 is man-made. I've told you every time I do any story on COVID-19, I even mentioned that, there would be a warning posted with my story or line or whatever I had saying for real, basically it was saying for real and accurate information, go here. The U.S. Intel Agency said it is examining all available evidence on the origin of COVID-19 and aggressively working to collect and analyze new information on the issue. President Biden has given them 90 days to get it all together. The same President Biden that when he was campaigning said, the very first day I'm in office, I will call the Chinese leader and demand to know what the hell happened over there. And he has yet to even talk to him about that issue. But maybe if Hunter Biden had needed a business deal in China, that would have been facilitated. New information regarding the Hunter Biden laptop posted in the New York Post today. Joe Biden, as vice president, apparently met his son's business partners from Ukraine, Russia, Kazakhstan, in D.C. over dinner in 2015. April 16, 2015, at the Garden Room at Cafe Milano in Georgetown, where the world's most powerful people go. And then one of those attending, a Ukrainian energy company Burisma exec, sent an email to Hunter. Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving me, and he didn't say me, this way he wrote it, and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spent some time together. A realty, he wrote, an honor and pleasure. And Joe Biden had said, never knew anything about it, never discussed any business of my son's business dealings. Some Americans apparently finally waking up that we told you what would happen if Biden or the leftists got in. And now there's a new survey. It is a Fox News survey pointing out 46 Americans now view Biden as too liberal. 46%. 10% higher than the last time around. Former L.A. and New York City Police Chief Bill Bratton said, major U.S. cities which originally embraced the defund the police movement are beginning to pay a price. Increased crime, no doubt about it. Florida Governor DeSantis said more folks are coming to Florida from other states and they're registering as Republicans. And he said that includes Democrats who fled their states because of COVID-19 restrictions. Conservative watchdog Judicial Watch suing Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on behalf of the Daily Caller News Foundation. Daily Caller News Foundation, as a white reporter, wanted to interview the mayor, and she had said, nope, not going to do any interviews with any white reporters. So she's being sued. At 11 in Ohio, City Council voting to make that city a sanctuary city for the unborn. 29th city in the nation. The first in Ohio, outlawing abortion.
Larry Connors, USA. News and commentary.
If you think disinfecting a home or office for COVID is way too expensive, I've got great news for you. Wellington Environmental can disinfect most homes for less than $300. I know you were thinking the cost would be two, three, maybe four times as much. Wellington can professionally disinfect most homes for less than $300. Cost for most offices, not much higher. You get the same professional treatment that Wellington provides hospitals and nursing homes. Also, Wellington is selling professional fogging devices. The cost, $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors and save $100. Here's a phone number to schedule Wellington to treat your home or office. 314-644-4930. I urge you to get on the schedule early. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You should have closed your windows and got another dog. You should have chained up all the doors and switched up all the locks. And how many times have I prayed?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Dr. Fauci, I believe you have testified that you didn't give any money to the Wuhan lab to conduct gain-of-function research. Is that right?
That is correct.
How do you know they didn't lie to you?
Excuse me, sir?
How do you know they didn't lie to you and use the money for gain-of-function research anyway?
Well, we've seen the results of the experiments that were done and that were published, and that the viruses that they studied are on public databases now. So none of that was gain of function. So
how do you know they didn't do the research and not put it on their website?
There's no way of guaranteeing that.
Well, my gosh. That is Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, questioning the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fake, Fauci. Senator Kennedy is not going to call him by Dr. Fake. I can, but in decorum and being polite and proper, I will add that, Senator Kennedy is calling him Dr. Fauci. I still say Dr. Fake, but I also say now pretty naivete, yeah, that word that I just, it came to mind immediately as I start listening to that, is jaw-dropping. The definition of being naive, lack of experience, lack of wisdom, lack of judgment. An example given, his greatest fault was his political naivete. Innocence or unsophistication. Some of the material is laughable in its naivete. Pretty laughable with Dr. Fake there. As he's, when simple question, a very simple and direct question from Senator Kennedy during this testimony. How do you know they didn't lie to you? And Dr. Fauci says, pardon me? He heard the question the first time. Quentin sitting in there nodding. Yeah, he heard it. He's thinking, uh-oh, how am I going to answer this? How do you know? Well, boy, and then it is the proverbial snowball going down the hill, and it's getting bigger and bigger. Stand back. We do not know how big this one's going to get either. You've got Dr. Fake, a scientist, which we're told follow the science. Listen, I know, I understand, I'm going to grant the fact that being a scientist does not mean he knows really all about the political mechanic abilities and so forth of a car necessarily. He doesn't really know all about politics and global politics. I understand that's not his field of study. I grant that. But is anyone out there listening right now, whatever your field, whatever you're in, and I'm not trying to dismiss anyone. I'm just trying to say, if you are a waitress at a restaurant or a police officer on a night shift or a truck driver or just a stay-at-home mom, do you not believe and know that China would lie and probably would continue, as with Russia? Would you believe anything they simply said and take it as fact? I don't care what their past is. I don't care how many documents they present in front of you. You're just going to accept it without question? Apparently, Dr. Fake was operating in blind faith.
They're very competent, trustworthy scientists. I'm not talking about anything else in China. I'm talking about the scientists that you would expect that they would abide by the conditions of the grant, which they've done for the years that we've had interactions.
So you don't think the Chinese would lie to you?
Well, when you say the Chinese are a rather broad group. I know the scientists that we've dealt with have been trustworthy.
Mm-hmm. You think all the scientists have told the truth in terms of the origin of the Wuhan virus and not been influenced by the Communist Party of China, do you?
I don't have enough insight into the Communist Party in China to know the interactions between them and the scientists, sir.
Are you not, Dr. Fake, aware of any events in this world? Are you not aware of what the Chinese Communists stand for? And you don't think, you don't know what the relationship would be with their scientists? Now, I'm going to stop for 1 second. He knows that three of those scientists were, in fact, going to hospital in November 2019. I don't know what point he learned it, but we all know it now because of a New York Times report the other day. Our intel agencies found that out, so I assume Dr. Fauci knew it. So at that time, I mean, all three of them suddenly going for the same flu symptoms. And then, of course, when word starts trying to come out and there were reports that they were actually welding doors to homes and apartments shut in the Wuhan area so people could not leave. And the premier said no flights from Wuhan into Beijing, cordon them off, just stay in that area, but we'll allow them to take flights to the U.S. or anywhere else in the world. And he's saying, well, I don't really know how they operate with it. Here's how they operate, sir. You watching this? With a gun to the head. That's how they operate. You step out of line. And, of course, the whole issue about gain of function, that was the whole deal. Now, Dr. Fauci admitted, well, we gave a modest amount of money, talking about $600,000 spread over some years. And it went through a special group that in turn gave it to another group, and in turn it ended up with the Wuhan lab. But he said, no, we were not giving any money for gain of function, which means finding a way to weaponize a new illness or disease or something plague that we can use against other peoples and other nations. He said, we were not part of that, but yet he really doesn't know. Back to Dr. Fake as he's being questioned by Senator Kennedy.
I want to be sure I understand your testimony. You didn't give money to the Wuhan lab to do gain-of-function research.
That is correct.
and you believe they didn't do gain-of-function research because they told you they didn't.
We've seen the results of the studies that they conducted, and they were not...
Including any private studies.
Excuse me? Including?
Any private studies.
I'm not sure what you're getting at, sir.
Here's what I'm getting at. You gave them money, and you said, don't do gain-of-function research.
Correct.
And they said, we won't.
Correct.
And you have no way of knowing whether they did or not, except you trust them. Is that right?
Well, we generally always trust the grantee to do what they say. And you look at the results.
Have you ever had a grantee lie to you?
I cannot guarantee that a grantee has not lied to us, because you never know.
You never know. And especially with China, we just got to accept it. The word gullible come to mind, in addition to being naive and absolutely clueless. And this is a scientist, someone who knows how to supposedly trace things and document point by point. And I do have one question that Senator Kennedy raised, and I actually have somewhat of a, make an amendment. Let me put it that way. He said, so you gave it to them and told them not to use it for gain of function. And Fauci said that's correct. I don't know that the grant ever said anything about not to be used for gain of function. I haven't seen it, but I'm willing to bet there are no words in there that you cannot use this money for gain of function. I'll bet it doesn't exist. I could be wrong. But the bottom line is, he was just willing to accept whatever they said. Just accept it. And you recall when Trump began to raise some questions about what we're getting and what how the Chinese are cooperating and the money that went into the lab and everything else. I mean, immediately the leftist wolves were let loose to chase and hunt him down. And anyone at all who said anything about a conspiracy theory of a man-made virus. And now Facebook has suddenly said, okay, it's all right for you to go ahead and do that. You can put it on Facebook. We won't take it off, and we won't put up comments saying for real information, go here. I still want to say more about that in a moment. But that's where we are at this point. And it was politicized when everyone is trying to say Trump was politicizing it. You're entitled to say that, but you cannot deny the other side was actively doing the same. And the nation, in fact, the world, was caught in the midst of all of this. So it wasn't just our nation and China and Trump and Democrats. It was around the world. And the death toll has been staggering around the world in the process. And the House has a China task force. And one member of it is Congressman Guy Reichenthaler, a Republican of Pennsylvania. And he said, you know, I never really bought into this Dr. Fake.
I was skeptical of Dr. Fauci from the very beginning of this. And remember, Fauci has been wrong over and over again. Early on, and back in January, he said America has nothing to worry about regarding this virus. He then criticized President Trump for the travel ban from China. And then he said that that decision by President Trump actually saved lives. He blatantly lied to Congress about masks and the American people, saying they don't help. And then he said that, oh, no, I was lying so we could hoard PPE. He's been wrong this entire time. And when Tom Cotton and myself were saying that this virus probably originated in a lab in Wuhan, the lab where they were doing gain-of-function research on zoonotic bat-borne diseases, he was the one saying that was a conspiracy theory. He was the one pushing the real conspiracy theory that this virus originated in nature.
Yeah, but now Fauci is saying, we don't know. Well, then how could you be so damn determined to tell us it was this and only this? And I'm the scientist. I have the degree. You don't. And then there's, of course, this relationship between Dr. Fauci's group, Dr. Fauci's group and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease and the rest of our nation, and reliance upon the World Health Organization and China. And here came another question from Senator Kennedy.
Can we agree that if you took President Xi Jinping and turned him upside down and shook him, the World Health Organization would fall out of his pocket?
I don't think I can answer that question, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, do you think that the President Xi Jinping has undue influence over the World Health Organization, do you?
I have no way of knowing the influence of the president of China over the WHO.
Okay, so you think the WHO is a completely independent body, level playing field, call it like you see it, and they really want to get to the bottom of the origin of the virus. Do you believe that?
My interaction with the WHO and for Dr. Tedros, the director general, has been one that I do believe he's a person of high degree of integrity.
I got it.
You're not, you're just going to plead ignorant again. If you are in charge of the agency like Dr. Fauci is, wouldn't you want to double check information and sources and who you're relying on? I mean, really? I mean, could I just walk into his National Institute and present myself as Dr. Larry Connors here, and I'm ready to work on anything you got? Here are all my credentials. Oh, don't bother checking them. I got them. In fact, I got these in China. They gave them to me. So, oh, okay, you're good. You're good to go. And then, of course, we got Biden suddenly jumping on the train because he realized, I got to get on this train. It's pulling out. I got to, even if I grab the last rail of the last car, stand by, please.
USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The president believes there needs to be an independent investigation, one that's run by the international community.
Now the president wants U.S. intel agencies to redouble efforts and report back on COVID origins in 90 days. But as a candidate, he claimed he'd get those answers quick.
I would be on the phone with China and making it clear, we are going to need to be in your country.
Now the White House says the failure to get our inspectors on the ground in those early months will always hamper any investigation into the origin of COVID-19. And it's not clear if he ever had that chat with President Xi. In April, Fox asked,
have you had a chance to ask him if these reports are true, that China maybe misled the world at the beginning?
No, I have not had that conversation with President Xi. Thank you.
If it turns out that COVID-19 originated from some sort of a lab accident in China, which the president now says one element of the intel community thinks is possible, would the president seek to punish China?
We're not going to go there just yet. We have to go through the 90-day review.
Yeah, that's the White House response. If we catch the fact that China lied to us and we have 600,000 dead in this country because they withheld information from us through the use of the World Health Organization, which we fund, and of course had the mainstream media at that time carrying all the water for them and the Democrats to shoot down any claims that it might be a weapon or man-made, well, we'll have to consider. The clock is running now, 90 days. The president said, I want an answer in 90 days. And he's yet to call the Chinese president. So the U.S. intelligence agency says we are immediately examining all available evidence on the origin of COVID-19. But everyone admits this is a little late. This is a little late. And it's not just the fact that it's into the Biden term. I mean, we really should have been trying to do it previously. And for all we know, Trump might have been trying, but he was being thwarted at every turn, every time they even brought up that it could be man-made and this could be weaponized, whatever else. I mean, it was a conspiracy theory, don't you know? To the extent that Facebook was shutting down any comments that suggested it might be man-made. Jonathan Turley is a professor at George Washington University, also a consultant, an opinion piece for Fox News, and he wrote an opinion piece. It titled, Facebook says mentions of COVID-19's possible origins in Wuhan are now allowed. How generous. And he said, read that headline a couple more times. It was a time when such a headline would only appear in the satirical outlet The Onion, but it's actually true. Facebook has long banned anyone who discussed the evidence that a worldwide pandemic killing millions, destroying the global economy, may have been released from a government lab in Wuhan, China. Facebook, and again I'm reading Turley's comments, Facebook would not allow the theory to be discussed as debunked. Despite widespread criticism, the social media was again engaging in corporate censorship. Now, however, with Dr. Fake and others acknowledging there's a basis for suspect, I should correct, Jonathan Turley didn't call him Dr. Fake. He said Dr. Fauci. Have acknowledged there is a basis for a suspect the lab is the origin of the outbreak. Now Facebook says, okay, you can talk about it. As he said, aren't they so generous? Biden's nominee to head up the ATF. He's already making it clear he'll be coming for your guns. We had a tragic shooting yesterday, and of course that's another reason for them all to jump on and shout, more gun control. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around under 6 feet. 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
And we're down, we go.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So we had this tragedy yesterday, and again, another shooting. This in San Jose, California's Valley Transportation Authority. The shooter identified as a 57-year-old maintenance worker at the VTA, the Valley Transportation Authority. And apparently, for some reason, went in with 2 pistols, and several magazines of ammunition, and started opening fire, killing 8 before it was over with. They range in different ages, different races, religions. It's not clear as to who or why he was targeting it. His ex-wife says that years ago she left him because sometimes he'd just go kind of, in her words, kind of crazy and threatening they're just going to kill somebody, but I didn't think he ever would. But she said she hadn't had contact with him for years since then. So we don't really know what happened. But again, anytime something like this does happen, even, I hate to say it this way, I do hate to say it, but it's a fact, and you might as well acknowledge it. Even before the dead can be removed from the scene sometimes, gun control enthusiasts started pounding the drum that we need more gun control laws. They don't know a fact one about this case at that point. But they're thinking more gun control laws would have prevented it. Well, we're going to have to find out exactly what weapons he had and or how he got them. Did he do them through legal channels? But you have to keep in mind, you can't say, well, just because somebody is not feeling good today, or occasionally they might take a drink before they get in the car, that we can't just take the car away from them because it might cause damage or mayhem or death or injury. Now, we try, obviously, in cases where it's documented, then especially if it's repetitive. But you can't simply say, that guy ran over some kids using his car, so we need more controls on people who have car driver's license. Or maybe they don't have a driver's license, they just steal a car. There's no sense to just jumping in like that, especially when you don't have the facts. And he did not have the so-called popular AR-15, which gets a lot of blame on a lot of the shootings. He had two semi-automatic pistols. The difference, for those of you who don't know, semi-automatic compared to a revolver. A revolver is something more like you see on the old guns in the Western movies and so forth, and on the old police shows, maybe a snub-nosed 38, a revolver has 5-6 shots. You can make a quick change if you have a cartridge replacement. Just flip it out, flip one in. Semi-automatic pistols come with a magazine, depending on the brand of, and without even adding extended magazine, could hold 7 to maybe 11, including one in the chamber. Semi-automatic means that you have to pull the trigger each time if you're going to fire it. You can't just pull the trigger and just, it doesn't do that. That would be an automatic. So he did not have an automatic pistol. He did not have an AR-15. He had two semi-automatic pistols. And again, yeah, I want to know, did he get them legally? When did he have them? How long he had them? And if there had been some concern in the past, did he have the weapons at that time? There are a lot of things still to be uncovered here. But you don't jump suddenly and say, there's another proof we need more gun control laws. But also yesterday, while that case was still being investigated, Biden's nominee to head the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives Bureau, David Chipman, was testifying. Now, Chipman told Senator Ted Cruz, with respect to the AR-15, I support a ban as have been presented in a Senate bill and supported by the president. He said it is one of, if not the most popular rifle in America. He said the AR-15 is a gun I was issued on the ATF SWAT team. It's a particularly lethal weapon. Stop it right there. Particularly lethal weapon? Well, what does that mean? Any gun is a lethal weapon if used as that fashion. A hammer is a lethal weapon if used to strike someone across the skull with. But the AR-15 is a particularly lethal weapon? Particularly lethal? Compared to what? Another gun? They're all going to fire bullets. The AR-15 is not an automatic weapon. This guy is an ATF agent for 25 years, and he knows that. But he also currently serves as a senior policy advisor to gun violence prevention group Giffords. So he's already come down on the side of where he is. And in fact, he appears on their Facebook, I think as of last check I had looked at the Michael Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety and the Gabby Giffords lobby that he's on their Facebook. In fact, he's listed by the gun control Giffords as a senior policy advisor on the website. Senator Tom Cotton pressing him to define for us assault weapon. And Chipman said, that's up to Congress. Senator Cotton said, well, how would you define it? And he said, the only definition I can recall ever being used by the ATF was any semi-automatic rifle capable of accepting a detachable magazine above the caliber 22, which would include the 223, which is largely the AR-15 round. And that 223, my friend, deer hunters wouldn't use that. It's you're going to generally need, certainly if you're going after elk, you're going to need a bigger weapon than that. So he's already made it clear where he stands, what his intent will be. And against that, let me point this out. Former L.A. and New York City Police Chief Bill Bratton stating just today These major U.S. cities, which originally embraced the defund the police movement, they're beginning to acknowledge, quote, the unintended negative consequences. He said they're recognizing that in a democracy, the essential element for public safety is the police. He said while the political pendulum surrounding policing had swung so far to the left, it's almost coming off the scale, it's now coming back to center. And he said, and again, he had been a former L.A. and New York City police chief. He said, do police need to reform? They certainly do. But you can't spend most of your time trying to criminalize activities of the police and decriminalize activities of the real criminals. He said the crime virus plague in the U.S. has been hidden in plain view, just drowned out by coronavirus media coverage and a recent Fox News poll showing 73% of Americans in a Fox News poll believe there's more crime in 2021 compared to 2020. 54% of those polled believe their local area has more crime than it did this time last year. Only 28% said they had less crime. Still another poll, and not from Fox News, said that, let me correct that, it may also be another Fox News survey. I always want to give you sources. I don't try to slip anything past you. Another poll, and it may or may not be a separate Fox poll. It may or may not be Fox. I can't make it out for this copy here. But said 30% of Americans sometimes feel unsafe in public. 30%. Fox News does point out as of May, the 25th of this month, a couple of days ago, homicides drastically increased from 2020. 22% increase in Chicago, 127% increase in L.A. County, 113% increase in Minneapolis, 132% increase in Oakland, 800% increase in homicides in Portland. Defunding police, is that going to solve anything? And more gun control laws? Do gangbangers really care about your gun control laws? Of course they don't. Now, if you're going to be a, quote, law-abiding citizen and you suddenly decide to take your gun or your car and commit mayhem or violence or injury, we'll have to look at what took place leading up to that. But I don't hear everybody all the time saying, ban all the cars because a car was driving over some kids. I don't hear that, and nor should we. And I will promise you, I will swear and promise you, I will stand there. I will lay my pistol on the desk in front of us, between the two of us, and watch it. You just watch it. It won't do anything. It's not going to go off accidentally. It's just there. But speaking of accidents, a story hit me hard the other day over the weekend. I read it. A 3-year-old, I think it was, maybe 4, found daddy's pistol under the sofa while daddy was sleeping and pulled it out and shot himself. Because the man left the weapon chambered. I assume it was a semi-automatic. It may have been a revolver. I doubt that the child could pull that. But a semi-automatic could probably be pulled pretty quick. But the child would not be able to chamber and put a bullet in there. So he left it primed to be pulled. Child can't put a bullet into the chamber, but they can pull the trigger. And apparently that happened. And then if you're trying to prevent crime and you want to defund police, you got to hear this story out of Atlanta. Stand by, please.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Keep on warning.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Those of you who follow me at Larry Connors USA Facebook, Larry Connors USA Facebook, which is the radio page, know that if at all possible, every day I put up in advance what we're going to have on the air, maybe within minutes before we go to air, so you have an idea of what to expect, and also open it up for comments. I also do the same posting on my personal page, just Larry Connors Facebook. And then, of course, at the Larry Connors Facebook, we refer everyone to the radio page for comments so I see them quicker. I can't tell for sure when this came in about 20 minutes ago from a writer, and I can give the full name because it appears on the Facebook page anyway. You could see it. John Massey, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. When we were talking about the COVID investigation, the Dr. Fauci fake, and his reaction to you're going to trust China and so forth, here's what he wrote. He said, the Chinese Communist government probably tested this fortified virus from the Wuhan lab as a biological war product, and it spread too fast. They could not control it. The U.S. must find out everything about this virus or we are toast. I think a lot of folks will agree with you, John. And now we're going to try to do that. And I would imagine John and some of you listening to his remarks would agree that we all suspected that from the beginning. But if you said anything about it, you were basically a conspiracy theorist. And you got banned on Facebook or had all your comments stripped off. And now Facebook says, okay, we'll let you talk about it now. Well, thank you very much, sir. May I have another? Anyway, you can always add comments. Larry Connors USA Facebook. Don't forget, we do have a YouTube channel up. Quentin does a great job putting that up. Larry Connors USA YouTube. Now, you've changed. I've changed some since I was actually on TV, and I don't know if you'll like it or not, but I'm feeling pretty good about myself, you know. I'm still a young man. All right, here's what I want to share with you out of Atlanta, since we're talking about trying to defund police. Last year, Councilman Antonio Brown voted in support of an ordinance in Atlanta to pull $73 million from the budget of the Atlanta Police Department. They were going to defund that police department, or at least cut it severely. It did get voted down narrowly. Some wise people said, we really can't do that because if we do, we got to cut down police enforcement. We won't have enough officers. We had a hard enough time holding the ones we got. We won't get more coming in. So it's still there. So the Atlanta City Council now is now running for mayor in Atlanta. So he was at a ribbon-cutting ceremony in northeast Atlanta yesterday. And his car was nearby. That's a nice car. Nice car. Mercedes-Benz coupe. Mercedes-Benz. Keyless push to start ignition. He didn't realize it started. A group of kids, 4 to 5, I think they said 4 eventually, ages 6 to 12, have jumped in his car, started it. One kid in the driver's seat, according to someone saying, according to the councilman. He said a friend of mine tried to open the door to get him out. He fought with my friend. I then engaged trying to get him out. The 3 other kids trying to figure out how to get in the car and stay in. He hit the gas, and he said, I held on as long as I could to stop him. Dragged about a block before I let go. He started to speed up, and I thought, I got to let go. I'm going to kill myself. He's going too fast. I cut loose, and I tumbled. So here's a guy who was all in favor of defunding police. So not enough police around already. You can't have an officer in every corner anyway. You can't have them in every block or 6 blocks or 12 blocks. But what is this councilman going to do? He doesn't plan on filing charges against the kids. Well, that would be understandable because if they're 12 and under, it won't amount to too much anyway. I'm not saying that they can't be disciplined and, you know, dealt with to some extent, but his approach is what is wrong with so much of it right now. They want to go to the woke thing again. He said this is a generational poverty issue. Yeah, these kids didn't have a Mercedes. I don't have one either. He said these kids, it's 12:30 in the afternoon. Why aren't they in school? Well, that's a good question. I don't know what their school schedule is. And I don't know who's responsible for them being in school at that hour. Would it be the school, the parents, a combination? And then he says, why aren't we enforcing systems to ensure that if they're not in school, they're in recreational centers? Yep. It can't be that they committed a crime because they saw a car and thought they could get away with it because they've seen other people do it. Who knows? 6 to 12, and he's probably right. Some of the kids in there, the younger ones, are thinking, I shouldn't be in. I need to get out. And they made a bad mistake. Hopefully they learn from that, and that is the end of their criminal experience. I would love to see in the future we do this story again, say, updating this 10 years later, this 16-year-old and 22-year-old say, that was the time we started to steal a car, and thank God we walked away from that kind of crime in the future. I hope so for them. But as I said earlier, Obama, even in 19 and reasserted again in 20, if Democrats keep pushing this wokeness and all this defunding police, so forth, he said, it's not going to go good for Democrats. It's not. It's not going to go good for the nation. You won't have any police officers called. Is that what you want? You want just, I tell you what, for the next 24 hours, no police officers on the streets anywhere in your city. What do you think would happen? Always, we appreciate you joining us. And again, don't forget, check out Larry Connors USA YouTube. Let your friends and neighbors know. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.